afternoon. It's great, great to be out here. Great for the start of camp. We've got an excited group of guys ready to go to work, and you know, for the most part, we're coming into camp pretty healthy, and that's a good sign. So, you know, good first day. Good first day. So, questions.
Kind of nice just to finally have Carl and Reggie out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was great to have them out. Of course, they were here for the pre-camp portion of it, so they've been working the last, you know, four of the last 5 days. And but yeah, good to see him, you know, out today. Obviously, the start of camp, official start of training camp, and you know, see them both moving around well, and communicating, and you know, beginning to you know, put in the work that needs to happen in the back end, so that you feel real good about the adjustments that need to be made.
Did you feel like when they came out today, that they were up to speed from what the mental work they've been doing in the off season, or is there still ways to go?
Yeah, no, I think pretty good. You know, pretty solid. You know, they worked hard during the time that they weren't able to be on the field. They were working very hard behind the scenes in meetings and walkthroughs and things. So, yeah, I feel really good about, you know, the start. You know, went off, you know, without much of an issue at all. So, you know, obviously, there's a lot of work to do for us as a football team. Them included, but great to have them out here, and great for us to have that kind of beginning.
Coach Del Rio, it's still early, but what was the one thing you took away from today?
One thing from today, it was great to see all the former Raiders here supporting us, and obviously the military is out here today as well, but in particular the number of former players that have come back to support us, and we welcome them back. And I think the organization, Mark Davis and Mark Bedane, and the organization, Reggie, I think to do that and to you know, have those guys come back for a weekend like this, I think it's awesome. So you know, great to see them. A lot of guys I grew up cheering for, and so you know, we welcome them, and super excited to have them out here.
Coach, is there a noticeable buzz right now with this team? Does this camp, day one, does it feel a little different?
Buzz? We play a little buzz coverage. That's about, no, I think there's a genuine excitement level. I think, you know, for us, you know, last year when I got here, I really thought it was important that we established, you know, expectations, high expectations. And we didn't back down from that. I mean, we, you know, we're always going to make – you know, winning our division, the first goal has to be. Now, you look at our division, you have to acknowledge what it is. Defending Super Bowl champions on top of our division. Second place team beat us twice last year. So, and I know that Phillip and Mike McCoy and what they're doing down in San Diego, I know they're tough. So it's a tough division, but you know, we come in expecting to win our division. That's our goal. That's our goal every year. And, you know, I started that last year, and we're certainly not gonna back away from anything like that. You know, for us, that's a goal. Now, how do you accomplish your goals? Well, you put in the work. There's no shortcut to it. We've had tremendous participation throughout the off season. There's an eagerness here because the guys that are here see the work that's being put in. They see the accountability around them, you know, when you do good things, you can expect good things to be a result.
Through the offseason into now, how have you seen the leadership on the defense grow? Who sort of stepped into those roles with Justin and Charles and all the guys like that?
Yeah, well, it kind of began last year, you know, when Justin was injured. Charles was, without question, you know, the number one leader. I think with Charles not here, they realize they can't look to Charles and lean on Charles. And so I think you see, you know, guys like Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin and Sean Smith and Reggie Nelson, Malcolm Smith. These guys are all, you know, taking it upon themselves. So I think we have a really good core of guys that are assuming leadership positions within their respective groups. And I feel really good about that. In fact, I think we've taken a significant step forward overall, you know, with leadership abilities.
You guys have a new player in Lott. Did you make a roster move?
Yeah, Lott comes up and Halu goes down. Or one on the roster, one off the roster. So, yeah, that move I think will be announced formally, but you guys might as well get that right away. So,
Was it just a case they were never able to be healthy the last couple of years, or just?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I don't want to try and get into particulars about it. I think, you know, certainly we hoped to get a little more last year out of him, and then, you know, he elected to have some things done this year during the off season, and at this point, you know, we're going to move forward as a team.
You mentioned Joseph earlier. What's the learning curve for a rookie safety? Is it bigger than other positions, or?
It can be. It can be. Certainly great to have, you know, a veteran like Reggie back there with him. You know, guys like Nate in the back end as well. But it can be. But, you know, we think he's a good football player, and we're going to throw him right in and let him compete. And, you know, expect him to grow every day. I think for all of us, we want to just grow and develop and be the best we can be each and every day. And, you know, obviously a lot more of a spotlight goes on a guy like that taken in the first round. So, you know, that's part of the deal. I think he understands that. But for us, you know, what we're asking him to do is just come out here and be himself and work his butt off every day. And he's done that to start. And, you know, we're happy with the way he's working at it.
Is his knee something that you're still going to have to watch, or has it been pretty fully checked out?
I don't think so. He doesn't show any signs of anything there. I feel, you know, good about the rehab that he's gone through and the work he's put in, and you know, we'll monitor all the guys that are returning from injury in terms of reps and things, just to make sure we're smart with them. But he's ready to roll.
How key is it for him to be out day one, for these young players to get as many reps, as many practices as possible here?
Yeah, and that's why I said, you know, the 4 days of pre-camp were really big for him as well. I think you know, to build confidence in the system, to build confidence in his ability to move and do the things he wants to do. So, you know, the conditioning will continue to come. We'll work at it. But I think it's huge, you know, to have our group together and working. You know, the more days and the more reps we can take together, working together, the better. And so, you know, we'll try and close that gap a little bit, because we did miss some time this offseason.
Clive's another guy that obviously missed some time in the offseason, but time training habit. You feel good about him being able to kind of catch up and
yeah,
back up the speed?
We do, and feel good about the player he is and he's going to become. Yeah, Clive was able to also, you know, begin work today, and you know, we see him as a real key, you know, player in our offense, and you know, glad to have him back, you know, doing his thing.
Coach, multiple reports that Alden Smith has entered a treatment facility today. Your statement on where you guys are at with him, and is that, can you confirm that?
I heard the same information that you did. I haven't, you know, technically checked with the front office. It doesn't matter for me at this point. What I would say is that, you know, there's a process that he's involved in that I can't be a part of. You know, November is the earliest that I can hope for, and I just remain hopeful for the young man to get himself and his life turned around. And if he can get his ducks in a row, you know, obviously, as a football team, we would invite back a good football player. But I think the first thing for him and you know, everybody that has that question on him is, let's just make sure he takes care of him. Let's make sure that the focus is on him getting whatever help that he needs to get his life in order, so that you know, he can have a good life.
Have you had any recent contact?
Can't. No, it's forbidden. So, like I said, as part of the rules, I can't do it, so I don't do it, and I'm just kind of you know, hoping for the best that I can, you know, from a distance, because I can't be directly involved.
Coach, having a year under your belt with this roster,
yeah,
does that change the way you would approach this camp versus last year?
Certainly, I have a better feel for what I can expect out of our guys. I think they have a better feel from, you know, from the standpoint of what does coach want out of me. So, you know, I think we start further ahead because we're not, you know, it's not day one learning how coach wants practice to be. So, yeah, I mean, from that standpoint, yes. And then, you know, we have some new additions that we've had the whole offseason working together with them. But, you know, still, as you get into training camp and as you get into the games, you know, we'll learn about each other a little bit. And that's an important piece.
Coach, a lot of external expectations for this offense, obviously, specifically as Derek enters year three. Have you noticed a difference in Derek this offseason, whether in OTAs or already here in training and camp, as opposed to the last year?
I would just say that, you know, our expectations are to come out here and really work hard to become a great football team, you know, and in order to do that, you've got to have great effort and you've got to get a lot of repetitions and you've got to get to where you can execute and do things at a high level. And I think that's where all the focus is. You know, I think Derek coming back, he's more comfortable in year two in the system. He's not having to learn things new. He's had, you know, hundreds of reps at certain concepts. So I think, you know, you can expect him to do things a little sharper, a little crisper. And I think he expects that of himself. And I think, you know, with his teammates and the communication, being on the same page, it's so crucial, the timing. So the work that's being put in is to do that. So that when we go out and perform on Sundays, that the execution is crisp. You know, if you're gonna throw the football in this league, you're going to have, you know, quarterbacks and receivers on the same page and good blocking up front. And those are all the things we're working hard to do right now.